after what is practiced?
Practice arises what? From understanding.
What?
It'd be understanding of the moment.
But what practice arises? What is practice so it arises? Just what is practice?
Satipatthana.
No. What is sati? There are many levels of sati, and what kind of sati is satipatthana? And how? And what condition?
The awareness of dhammas one at a time.
Just one.
One.
One. What
right,
one?
Right.
What one?
Whatever one is.
No, not what
now.
What one? Now. One.
Now.
One. What is that one? One at a time, mm-hmm. And that is that one.
One moment.
Not one woman.
moment. Sorry.
The one that is arising now?
Yeah, the one that
one.
Is arising now.
Even so, it's not specified at all.
No, it's not. It depends
just
what arises.
Just specific one.
Visible object now. Sound.
There must be a reality, one reality, otherwise we just talk about whatever, which is not now,
okay,
which is not
object.
Real. Okay?
Mm?
Whisper object. Say it again. Practice is...
understanding.
No, you didn't say understanding.
What did I say? I can't remember, John. What did I say?
Practice. You said practice.
Did I?
Yeah.
I'm lost.
Awareness.
Awareness. Understanding or awareness of physical object.
Awareness is not understanding.
No, no, it's not.
So what? Just one.
Understanding.
Yeah. No practice. No awareness.
This is a long story.
This is a very long story.
Paramatadham is not a long story. This is a troubled moment.
You're going to have to tell me.
No, no. Otherwise, it's my word, not
no,
your considering.
No, what is arising, whatever reality.
Let's talk about practice from the very beginning. Practice, what is it?
That's what I was asking. practice, what is it?
You used the word practice, and I just want to know what practice
is. Yes, I did use it because I'd heard it earlier. Practice.
Okay. What Pali
word? So that doesn't help, so now you tell us.
What is patti and what is patti? What is patti and what is patti? Two words, combination of two words. Patti. Patti.
Particular one.
Tending to the particular object, reaching the particular object.
So, patti, particular, and patti. What is patti? What is patti?
Walking. No.
So from birth up to now, we talk about that we don't know. Like patti, patti. We talk many times a day. What is it? Okay. Patti is particular in Pali, right? Right? And patti.
Reaching.
Obtaining. Approaching. A particular reality. Just one particular. With right understanding and awareness. Not with sitting, so standing. See? So there must be the understanding of a reality. So clear that it can condition awareness not to be aware of other things. And it can condition vitakka, you know, vitakka in Pali.
Thinking or touching the object.
Or thinking. Usually, everyone thinks a lot in a day, right? Thinking of what? Thinking of what in a day? Many, many things. Thus, at that moment, thinking about that which sees at all. Because we talk about seeing, it's not self. Seeing is a reality. And seeing is not just word that we would like to say that it's not self. But it's that which can be known perfectly as a reality, which is not self. But there must be conditions for that understanding. It cannot just arise that when you talk about it, it's non-self, it is non-self, and then you can experience the anatta-ness of it. It's not like that at all. So even the word seeing now, one knows that one hears, everyone hears, seeing, but the vitaka does not come to touch the seeing right now as one is heard about it. It goes around and around, around the other doorways. And by understanding the teachings more and more, there will be conditions for vitaka to not having other object as usual, but to come closer, to really know, beginning to know, and to understand the reality which sees. It's only a reality which sees. If you think too much about it, it's your own idea about it again. But that which sees is very simple, because there's no shape, no form, and sees. You don't have to use the Pali term or the translation like it experiences an object. Just sees. It sees. So right then at that very moment, no other world at all. And even the sentence like no other thing, no world at all. This is so true, absolute truth, that at that very moment of seeing an visible object, there's no one, no thing, no table, no lake, no tree, nothing. And that could bring to the perfect understanding of no self at that moment. Because seeing is seeing, and visible object is visible object. So where is the self? Temporarily, because it's the panya, which is vipassana panya, clear comprehension. Now we talk about seeing arising and falling away. It's not clear comprehension, it's just pass and pass and pass and pass. But when it's developed, patipatti, not only pariyatti, and it's what we call samnak or alagarana, whatever. It's different from having understanding from moment to moment until it can attain the Four Noble Truths one day. Because so much to understand in life, not only seeing, hearing, smelling, thinking, pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling, whatever happens. So, patipatti.
She's going to
understanding. Understanding and awareness that lead to the reaching out and touching of one object at a time. Not reaching out, yeah. Of a particular object arising at the moment.
By conditions.
By conditions.
By pariyatti, the development of understanding. That's why Buddha taught for 45 years. He didn't tell anyone to go away and sit, but kept on talking on the truth.
Yes, I understand now more why you talk a lot about vitaka, because usually, like we talked about, when there's delirious thinking, there's always the moving away or thinking about and touching around on other objects
around and around and avoiding the attaching on and understanding of seeing an invisible object which appears now. And without vitakka, with pariyatti, attaching on what appears now, visible object now, then there can never be the development of understanding, because there'll always be the thinking about, well, other peripheral dharma topics, the Eightfold Path and Noble Truths and where is I sense and these other things, and never touching on what actually has to be known for understanding to directly, for the patipatti to directly develop.
There is the Buddha word describe that there is suffering but nobody is suffering. There is a practice but nobody practice. There is the way, the Eightfold Path, but nobody walk that way. There is a Nibbana but nobody Nibbana. So how this word?
No self, no one, only realities.
Like practice or patipatti,
no
same?
One, no one.
Just understanding understands, but no one to understand.
Is it difficult? Is it difficult to understand?
What?
Is it easy?
No.
It's me difficult.
So you are praising.
But it's helpful. Listen,
the virtues of Buddha, his wisdom, his purity, and his kindness. So now you know who says or who talk about patipatti, and who understands patipatti.
What is mm-hmm. meditation or right practice, mm-hmm. right understanding. Mm. So if someone talks about meditation or practice, then what is right meditation or right practice, or what is... So if someone says in order to practice the Buddha's teachings, one needs to go to another place or sit or walk, is it really the patipatti, is it really the practice, the right practice that the Buddha taught about, which can only ever develop at this moment through understanding the realities, the reality now?
Well, of course, but then if you say one reality in one time, so you touch on one reality. If I go outside and I go to the city, I have so many realities, so many sounds, so many visual objects, so many smells. I just cannot, the mind just cannot concentrate on one, because it's here, there. I go with the car, I see advertisement, I have to watch for the other cars at the same time. So, so I think this is why people go to retreats, so they don't have so many realities, so many distractions, and then they can concentrate on one.
With ignorance.
I think some do with ignorance, other people first study and then go to retreat. But
with ignorance.
Well, the question is, if there is ignorance, one person go to retreat, the other goes to the city, and they both have ignorance.
With outright understanding, it has to be ignorance. The opposite realities. did you ask those who sit in the forest or in meditation center what they know?
No, I haven't asked.
They might say that they know this and that there, but they don't know what appears now or on the road. They don't know. They know just what they want to know, and they think that they know. But if it's right understanding, can it just understand same thing but at different place?
Excuse me, I didn't...
Let me give an example. For example, Sujin's been talking a lot about seeing visible object, and at a moment of seeing now, it seems that we see many things, tables and people and trees, but actually only one reality is experienced at a time. So at a moment of seeing, just visible object is seen. That's it, one visible object. So if we're here now...
What is one visible object? Because if I see lot of things.
But we discussed before, it seems that we see a lot of things, but actually seeing just sees visible object, and then immediately there's thinking about shapes and colors and people and trees and different things. But if there was no seeing, there would be a visible object, there'd be no thinking about all these objects. And whether we're here or in the city or in the forest on the, in the meditation retreat, still seeing just sees visible object, and then there's thinking in different ways about traffic and people and crowds, or about quiet place and peace and calm. But actually, wherever we are, it's just the same reality that the Buddha talked about, just the moment of seeing which sees visible object, and then lots of thinking about different stories, different ideas. Moment of hearing, just hear sound, and then thinking about sound of cars and sound of birds and sound of wind. But what is actually heard at the at this moment? It's just sound, but instantly ideas of wind and cars in the distance.
So this is what I see as a problem. If I hear something or the sense hears something, and then I have more thoughts on many, many things I think I see.
Can you choose what you see? Can you choose what you hear? Can you choose what you smell? Can you choose what you taste?
No.
Where are you now?
Well, here in Austin.
Not in the middle of the town?
No, it's not middle of the town. It's
okay. Do you have attachment here?
Attachment? Yes.
So
I take my
exactly
attachment
the
with
same,
me.
Exactly the same. No matter where we head, you will.
That's a very good point you just made.
You take it
as a point. When you go to retreat, you take it with you.
And when you say, well, the problem is that when you're in the city, there's a lot more seeing. But is there any more seeing than now? Like now that seeing a visible object, thinking, seeing. So can one say that there's more seeing in the city? Isn't it just the same? Wherever we are, there's moments of seeing, moments of hearing, and thinking about what's seeing and what's heard. Can you, as Alberto said, can you stop seeing so much because we're sitting in the quiet place?
No, I think once you go to a quiet place, it's easier to see less, because when you are in the city, you are very used to, your mind is very used to look for all those things, and it's very difficult to stop.
Okay, you like to have understanding at some special place, like, right?
I don't want a special place.
Why do you go then if you don't want to have understanding for just some particular objects in the special place, like forest and meditation center. It means that you really want to have panya right there, to understand objects right there, right?
Yes.
Do you have any idea to understand other objects besides there too? Or just you want to stay there to understand that only, not other place? You go there, you want to experience, to have understanding only on all objects there. Do you have any idea to have more understanding, not just there? On the street? It's possible, for sure, and it's real panya, because it's not afraid of place and time. Panya can understand anything at any time when it's developed, not at anyone's will, to have such degree of panya by just wishing.
I think I have some experience to share with you, because I also have that I want to go to the temple to do meditation. So I think that to do the meditation at the temple made me quiet, because I don't see anything, like to see the movie, to see anything, you know, like you like. So that can stop your thinking, but it's not right, because when you come out of the temple, you can see and you cannot stop seeing that. So because you don't understand reality, you don't, you know. That's what I think is wrong for meditation, it's my experience. Because you don't understand it, but you think you understand because you go to the temple and you think it's a quiet place and then, you know, can stop everything, but it's not.
And what is real panya? That which can understand anything at any time. And wavering at all. And that which think that there can be right understanding only there and just there. Is that panya?
No, the idea is that once you go out of the retreat, you still you are better equipped.
It's you, not the condition to understand whatever and wherever at all. So that is, when there is such idea, it's not panya. But when it's panya, any time right now, can be object of understanding. Because you don't know what would be next moment, by what conditions.
Lunch.
Like that.